Today's gospel is one of those great gospels that you just want to kind of sit and envision and have peace. It almost just makes you peaceful as you read it. You can feel some of the anxiety just slip away in these beautiful words that Jesus tells us. The bottom line, don't be anxious. Don't worry. You know, just a couple weeks ago, I made my annual retreat that every priest is required to make each year. And I went away for 8 days and just spent it in silence, an 8-day silent retreat, meeting with my spiritual director once a day to talk about how my hours of prayer had gone. And all of a sudden, I started to feel this just great peace. There were certainly battles to be done with the evil spirits, but for the most part, just a wonderful joy to hear God's voice, to be away, to feel rejuvenated and ready to go in ministry again. Then I got back home. Father Brian left on retreat and left me all alone. And then Father Pete hurt his leg, and so I was all alone with two parishes. And all of a sudden I was worried and distressed and anxious about so many things, and my peace was gone again, and I was mad. What had happened? Things were so great on retreat when it was just quiet and silent and I could pray, and now there was all these things to be worried about. I had to go meet with my spiritual director here, and Sister Susan is so great. She calms me down and reminds me about what's really important. She's like Jesus in the gospel. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried. Your Father knows that you need all these things. And I was able to kind of regain a little bit of my peace to remember that, yes, God is in control. I was looking at a survey online that showed a little bit about why people worry. Because we have such a worry-bound culture. It seems like we're always stressed about something. And I wondered, this was interesting, a survey of what people worry about. But the results kind of surprised me, because this particular researcher found that the number one thing that we worry about today is what will people think of me if I do this or I do that? Or how do people judge me or look at me? What is other people's opinion about me? We can immediately see why that would be so stressful. Because we can't control anything about what other people think about us. And if we spend our lives worried about, gosh, I wonder what people think about me and how am I coming across? Oh my goodness, no wonder we would be so worried. So one of the first things that we have to let go of, if we're going to live a peaceful life, is this idea that we exist to somehow impress other people or to make other people like us. It's not ultimately why we're here. And if we spend our life chasing after public opinion, we'll be very stressed and very anxious. To let that go, to know that fundamentally our identity does not come from being well-liked or popular. Our identity comes in that God loves us. We are a child of God. And so following from that, we see all the other things we worry about. We tend to doubt that God really loves us, and so we don't think he'll give us the things that we need. That's what our gospel is all about today. We're worried about what we will eat, what we will drink, clothing, and all the things represented by that. A job, security in our families. All over the place we find that we are broken and in much stress. Everywhere it seems that the world comes crashing in on us, and we wonder, will we have what we need? That's where we've especially got to hear the words of Jesus in the gospel. If we know that we're the beloved sons and daughters of God, then of course we will have what we need. It says that our Father who loves us, knows what we need. You know, this past week we had the great Catholic singer and speaker Steve Angrisano here at Hayden High School, and then especially here at our parish on Wednesday night. And he told this great story that he has recently moved to Texas. And one night in their new neighborhood, he was out walking with his 8-year-old son. And as they got a little far out, he stopped and he thought, and he asked his 8-year-old son, "Do you know where we are?" And he's like, "Well, no, not exactly. Do you think you could get home from here by yourself?" He's like, "Gosh, no, I don't know where we are." He asked, "Does that bother you? Are you afraid?" He's like, kind of looking at his dad, surprised. Well, no. Of course not. I mean, you're here. You know how to get home. I thought, gosh, what a great image for the love and trust that we need to have in our Heavenly Father. When things seem lost, when we're sure we don't know where we are, we can still have peace. Because, of course, I'm not afraid. You're here. Our Heavenly Father is always there to give us what we need. There was a story about the time of World War II in the concentration camps. There was this group of nuns that had got put in the concentration camp. But the Mother Superior was very wise. She knew that the antidote to fear and anxiety was to be thankful. So even in the midst of being in a concentration camp, the nuns prayed each day in thanksgiving, their Mother Superior guiding them that, you know, we know that God brings good out of everything, so we just have to be thankful, even for the concentration camp. And the nuns, you know, they found it difficult, but they tried to give thanks to God, even for the difficulties of their life. And we, as we look at our difficulties, perhaps they don't even come close to what it would be like to be in a concentration camp with your life on the line every day. But these nuns tried to be thankful. Every day they would gather for evening prayer and go over the things that they were thankful for in their day. Well, one day, a plague of lice broke out in the barracks that they were in. And it was very difficult. And they came together, finally at night, and the Mother Superior said, "We give thanks today, even for the lice that God has sent." One of the sisters at that time was just like, "That's it. I can't do that anymore. I will not be thankful for lice. This is ridiculous." But the Mother Superior calmly was able to say, "God allows this, and so we have to trust in our Heavenly Father that He'll bring good, and so we have to be thankful even for the lice." Well, as it would turn out, because their particular barracks was so infested with these lice, the German soldiers stayed way far away from them, and they didn't bother them, so they could continue in their prayer life. And ultimately, they were one of the few groups that even survived from this concentration camp, all because the Germans left them alone because of the lice. In fact, the lice ended up being what saved their lives. So we see that God is able to bring good out of everything, and so truly we should be thankful for everything and not fearful, because God's here. We could never be lost with God, for He knows what we need and will give it to us. The words of our psalm today, I think, are some of the most comforting. Rest in God alone, my soul. Rest in God alone. If we think we will find our peace in anything but God, we will ultimately be chasing after wind our whole life. Look at all the ways that we try to find peace in our world. Through power, sex, drugs, relationships, employment, climbing the career ladder, all these things, material possessions. It's not going to bring peace. The more we have, the more we want. We look at the people who seem to be millionaires and have so much. No peace. They want more. As soon as we get promoted, well, I'm looking for the next promotion. If we think we'll find our peace in any of those things, we're wrong. Rest in God alone, my soul. That's what Jesus means in the gospel when He says you can't serve God and mammon. Mammon being an Aramaic word for material possessions and the things of this world. If we put our hope in material possessions, power, whatever it might be, we'll never have enough and we will never be at peace. But if we decide we will serve God, if we'll take that walk through the neighborhood with God, then we'll always be at peace, no matter lice, unemployment, whatever might come, we can be at peace. Only in God is my soul at rest. From Him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed at all. Beautiful words for us. We all want that kind of peace. Today, Jesus gives us the answer. Serve God. Take that walk with God. Hold His hand. And know that no matter where we are, no matter what happens, of course we're not afraid. We're with God, and so we have peace.